In an industry where convenience is everything, your signage might not be the only thing standing between a drive-by and a drive-through. Today on the Innovation Room, we're digging into how car washes can use signage to stand out in a crowded market, boost brand loyalty, and create a visual identity that cleans up well. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Innovation Room podcast. I'm your host, Rhiannon Huff, and we have our co-host, Tori Holman, here. And today we are talking about the car wash industry. If you own or operate a car wash, your customers are probably making a very split-second decision on whether to pull in and get that car cleaned or not. That's where your signage can be your most powerful salesperson.
Yeah, that's really what we want to dig into today. Obviously, car washes are one of the establishments where signage is most critical to drawing people in, especially because it's regional. You're only trying to attract the people that are right in your geographical area. And so the best advertising that you can do is your signage. So according to the International Sign Association, about 50% of impulse purchases happen because of effective signage. So for a car wash, that's huge. And your exterior branding could literally double your customer base.
So let's talk about what makes signage compelling in this space and what common mistakes we see that drive customers away. So a couple key statistics. 76% of consumers say that they entered a store or business that they never visited before based solely on its signs. And according to the Professional Car Washing and Detailing magazine, over 20,000 new express exterior wash locations that opened in the last 5 years. That means signage is definitely more competitive than ever. And I would say that just based on my personal opinion and my personal experience, car washes are one of those things that I almost think about McDonald's or Walgreens or CVS. If you're going to have a Walgreens, you're probably going to have a CVS nearby. If you're going to have a Burger King, you're probably going to have a McDonald's nearby as well. It's kind of one of those things which always was strange to me that competitors are very close by. I think it's the same with the car wash industry as well. It is a very competitive industry, and there are lots of car washes, lots of different brands from your national local car washes, the Big Mike's Car Wash, or we have a local Drive and Shine, all the different big ones. And then you have a lot of mom and pop car washes as well. So it's very interesting that in the last 5 years, 20,000 new basically competitors and entered the industry.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those growing markets. So my team, just this past week, we were at the International Car Wash Association's trade show called the Car Wash Show. And it's definitely growing. You can see it both in the number of owner operators who are attending the show and also in the number of companies who want to be vendors for car washes. So we're all recognizing this is a space that's growing. And right now it's growing a lot with those smaller operators, people who have maybe a couple of locations or even like a small region. And we're going to start, you're going to start to see the car wash industry do what every market does, where you start small and scattered, and then you're going to see the bigger players start to buy up the smaller ones. Obviously, that's the long-term trajectory of the market, but it'll happen. The car wash industry is not unique in that way, but it is unique, again, in how signage really impacts your brand. And because you might not have that kind of brand recognition the way that like a Walgreens or a McDonald's does, like what Rhiannon was talking about, but you will see multiple car washes on the same mile stretch of road,
right,
or around the same block, right? So they're really close together. So your signage has to help communicate to customers what is different about your brand. Some people, if we're talking about CVS versus Walgreens, some people might say, I'm a CVS gal, right? Or I prefer Walgreens. Or even I always go to McDonald's and I think they've got better burgers than Burger King, whatever, right? But as a car wash, as an individual location, you're probably not going to have that same brand recognition as a McDonald's or a Walgreens. So how can you set yourself apart?
Now that we've talked about key statistics of some of the signage and car wash industry, now we need to talk about what to avoid. Is there anything that stands out in your mind specifically about what to avoid with the signage and car wash industry?
Yeah, I think about the car washes that I've been to, and they're known for their really bright, flashy, illuminated signage in many cases. And that's a great thing because it totally grabs attention, right? There's nothing more compelling to look at than something that is so in contrast to its surroundings, right? So that's why that type of signage is really effective. However, sometimes it can be overstimulating, right? It can be too much. So you can use too many graphics, too much lighting, right? And so you got to consider carefully, how am I going to balance the use of illumination and color and flashiness to grab attention without making it too much, right? It's a kind of a fine line to walk. I think the other thing that folks should really consider is, can people see it when they drive? This seems obvious, but you'd be surprised at how often, it's not just car washes, this goes for everybody, where you really have to be thoughtful about whether or not folks can see your signage from the road, or from even if you've got heavy walking traffic where you're at. You got to really think about placement, and your sign company can help you out with that.
One last thing I was thinking of is just the faded, cracked, out of date signage. In this industry, there are a lot of mom and pop, smaller one-offs, two-offs location that they may have one or two car washes and that's it. Just keep in mind that it is definitely very important. Sometimes when you think of your customers, their cars are their babies and they don't want things scratched, dented, hurt in any way, shape, or form. My husband is definitely one of those that will avoid a car wash, especially because of the signage. And he has his favorites that he would like to go to. But like we talked about earlier in this, is that sometimes with car washes, it's that last minute decision. It's not something that, hey, I thought about. It's one of those that, hey, I'm out and about. I'm going to run through here. Maybe the line's not too long. So if it's about convenience, and it's still very important to keep that up to date, because as we've talked about, your signage can reflect your brand and also your quality of what you do and what you have. So now we're going to talk a little bit about branding beyond the bubble. So now that we know that signage can bring in your customers, what keeps bringing them back? And this is where your brand storytelling and visual consistency makes a huge difference.
You're not just selling a car wash. You're selling, why do you exist? Why are you a car wash? What do you care about? And your signage should really reflect who you are and what you're all about, hopefully in a really polished and well-branded way. And so that's why I wanted to talk a little bit about Simon Sinek's Golden Circle. I think I've mentioned it on the podcast before, but it's been a while. It's a simple concept, but it really, I think, speaks to the heart of branding, right? So you need to think about kind of three concentric circles. And in the center of the circle is your why, and then you have your how, and then you have your what. So if we walk it from the outside in, everybody does a thing. Simon Sinek, when he presents this example, he talks about Apple. And so what Apple does is they create devices. They create phones, they create computers and laptops, and that's what they do. And then how they do it, right, is they have people that research and development, and they create these devices and then they mass produce them. But really, what makes Apple stand out as a brand is actually the way that they communicate their why to people. As a customer, you identify more with why someone does what they do. So in the case of Apple, I really identify with the sleekness and the speed and the user friendliness of their devices. And so when Apple says, we understand who you are as a consumer, and so we've created this product because we understand you, that speaks to the why of their brand. And so not all of us are going to have such like fabulous and sleek branding as Apple, but car washes are not a technology company. And so you have to figure out, how do you communicate the why of what you do as a car wash in your signage and across hopefully all of your brand's touch points, right? Not just your signage, but maybe the why of what you do is that you understand that busy people need a place to get in and out of quickly. You want to feel really confident in your experience. You want it to be efficient and you want it to be delightful. That's probably pretty common across a lot of car wash brands. So how do you communicate that in your signage? We understand that you're busy and we're here to help you. That's the kind of thing that you want to be doing in your branding. So let's talk about a few best practices for actually communicating your why. Ree, what stands out to you?
Basically, a lot of things that clear and concise of what you offer is also something that I think that is very important. Certain car washes offer the, for example, the other day as a busy mom, I went through a car wash and my biggest thing was, do they clean the interior? And it was the coolest thing because I hadn't done that before. And my car was a mess with my kids. And it was so easy because of the signage on where to go, what to do, and how to do it. And I was nervous when you don't haven't done something like that before. So it told me exactly what door to go to drive up and what to do after I pay, everything along those lines. And I sat, got out of the car with the kids and sat and watched the assembly line of people that they cleaned the interior of my car. And it was the coolest thing. And it was so easy. And again, that goes back to the ease and the, if somebody doesn't know where to go, especially if they haven't done this before, it's not their norm, they're going to just drive away. So the communication aspect of what exactly you offer, and with car washes, it's one of those brands or one of those industries where there's more signage because you need directional signage on what to do, how to do it, where to go for certain aspects. Some car washes are where you can just do the outside yourself or vacuum yourself. Make sure those are easily marked. Some car washes have the tire fill as well. And I've drove around one. I'm like, I know they have it, but I can't find it. It's all the way in the back and there's no sign on where that's at. So that's what I would say stands out to me the most is really pay attention to that directional signage and making that customer feel at ease as if it's their first time every time.
Yeah, totally. And I think something you're getting at too is just that consistency across your visual brand, right? So whether you have, and we'll get into this a little bit more in our next segment, we're going to talk about brand consistency across larger brands, but whether or not you have 100 locations or 3 locations, having that really consistent experience is what's going to help bring people back. So if I know that no matter where, it's like, again, it's like McDonald's. I know exactly what I'm going to get when I go to McDonald's. I can go anywhere in the country and I'm going to get the same thing. And I love that as a consumer. There's confidence that comes with that and a trust that's built with the brand. You can do that with your car wash too, making sure that all of the signage, even the colors that you use for your brand, the height of the signage, the types of graphics, even I want to know what this arrow means and where it's pointing me to. And that should mean the same thing at location A as it does at location B. Really small things that customers may not even consciously recognize, but those all help create those patterns and builds that trust. So you got to be really consistent across everything from your signage that's close to the road, right? Your monument or your pylon sign, to your menu boards and even the signage that you have on your pay station, right? All of that has to be really consistent.
And I was going to say this, illumination 24/7 all the time in regards to, we always want to make sure that when people are driving by, especially at night, that they know exactly where your location is and that's top of mind. But the other thing that's important is with car washes, sometimes they have a 24-hour car wash. And again, that needs to be known. There are, even within different or the same brand, there are different car washes that offer different things. I didn't know this. Again, I'm not car savvy. I did not know this. So this is a very good example of somebody that is a consumer, a mom running around that doesn't know one from the other. We have a local car wash called Drive and Shine. And I was not aware that not every location offers the interior cleaning. So I drove in, went to the line, figured out that's not the one that has the interior cleaning, had to back out. I was really frustrated, had to go across town to the one that did. Once I got there, it was very easy, like I said before, and a great experience. But very clear, especially on those 24-hour car washes, consistent illumination with where to go, what to do, whether you're open, and especially for the express and the unattended sites.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to rant for 2 seconds, not about car washes, but about airports. I can't remember if I've talked about this on the podcast before. This is a thing that makes me absolutely insane, okay? When you're at the airport, like I fly a decent amount for seeing family and traveling for work. And so, in fact, I was just telling Rhiannon before we started recording that I've flown, I think, every week for the last month, okay? This makes me crazy. When you're standing in line for security, I don't understand why there aren't signs telling you what to do so that then the poor TSA officer doesn't have to scream at you about whether you should or shouldn't take your laptop out of your bag or whether you should or shouldn't take your shoes off or what things go in a bin and what things don't go in a bin. Signage would make all of that a whole lot easier. And in fact, I just saw an airport over this past weekend, I think for the first time ever, where I saw like specific clear signage about what you got to take your jacket off. You've got to take your devices out of your bags, right? Because it depends on the machine that your items are going through. So take a lesson from airports. Don't be that guy.
Well, you think
have
it's a
great signage.
It's probably not. And with the car wash, I would again look at signage as if you are talking to a customer that has never been before and has no idea what to do. So think if your customer has no idea in regards to direction for car wash, especially the large, big ones, more directional signage is better than less.
Yep.
Don't assume that your consumers know exactly what to do. Make it easy for them. Don't make it frustrating. And the bright, great experience, customer experience will shine through and they'll remember that experience, but they won't necessarily remember that it was a signage that helped them. It's that silent salesperson like we've discussed. Okay, so let's move on to our last topic, which is the flex factor. And that's customization in the franchise world. So a lot of car wash brands are part of a larger ownership group and growing through acquisitions. So that brings us to a big question, and that's how do you maintain brand identity across dozens or hundreds of sites?
And this isn't just for franchise brands, right? This also applies to just your larger car washes. And again, like we mentioned in our previous segment, the things that apply to larger brands, smaller brands can implement and learn from and help prepare you to scale a little bit. And scaling is really what it's all about, scalable customization. So your sign program should be able to flex to fit different footprints and different regional preferences and permitting and regulations for the municipality that your location is in. But even with all those variable factors, you still need to be able to really keep the core of your brand, the why of your brand, intact. Just a couple of key things to think about. Ree, what should people really consider?
So it's really important that you have modular sign packages, and that allows for easy updates per location. Not all locations will allow everything that you want in your, say, standard sign package, and this is exactly what we want. So make sure that you have that sign package that you can switch things up a little bit, but it still completely stays consistent as a brand as a whole. And that's super important. Also, standardize your design language across all regions, but you also have to allow room for local promos and local specific target markets that you're looking for. You want to have room for that, but at the same time, standardize the communication, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, Tori?
I think it does. And as far as standardizing your design, that's something that we've done for clients before, and it's been super effective for them. It reduces costs for one, because the designers and the project managers who are helping out with your sign program don't have to spend as much time working on all that stuff. So it's cost effective. It just makes your life a little bit easier in general too, because we have three sign types that go on the exterior of the building, or we have three types of roadside signs. And we know that because for example, we can't put the sign too close to the road, so probably a pylon that sits up a little bit higher is going to be better for this location, right? Things like that, where if you just have that standard, it's much easier to pick and choose. But then, like Rhiannon was saying, you still have to have some space for that customization. And so what aspects of your sign package are easier to customize? Maybe window vinyls are a little easier to customize. So that's something worth looking into. Or this is where digital signage is really important for car wash brands. Obviously, you can change those at literally the click of a button. So consider, where is digital signage going to be most effective for your brand? Or where's a place where it's important to be regularly changing up what you're communicating to your customers? If you've got a local promotion.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably really good to note in car washes, because car washes a lot of times have loyalty programs or specific promos that they're offering. And that may not be the same across all of the U.S. Say you have multiple locations, or you do want to change up that loyalty program, offer different things, see what works a little bit better. And that's where the digital signage can really come in handy. I know that some of the bigger car washes that I've gone through, the pay stations and where they offer the different tiers of loyalty programs, and exactly, sometimes it's a little confusing of the difference between the tiers and what that means exactly. And I think the digital signage is really helpful there as well. Yeah. And again, thinking about what type of promotions a lot of people are having the QR codes and things along that you can click on with your phone and go to your phone and automatically have. Is it something that connects to an app that you use, something, a loyalty program that goes directly to an app and you get points? So it's all of these different things that coincide together that create the full package of the sign's effectiveness.
Totally. And we talked a little bit earlier about what is the state of the car wash market, right? It's growing really rapidly with a lot of smaller owners and operators. But again, we're going to start to see some mergers, some acquisitions and things like that. And so when the time comes to switch over your signage from whatever the local branding is to the corporate brand, it's going to be really important to work with your sign company to come up with kind of you can consider it like a transitional signage plan. So how are you going to work with them to make sure that you're rolling over the location's signage in a timely manner? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense for half the building to be rebranded and the other half to not be, right? So work with your sign company, come up with a plan to coordinate that rollout. Obviously, we would recommend probably a larger sign company is going to be more effective in helping you create that plan and roll it out. But just work with a sign company that you really trust and understands the integrity of your brand.
And also the transition time frame, because the goal is to have that location. Every minute that a location is closed due to transition time for new branding means money down the drain. Can you keep that location up and potentially have temporary banners in place or temporary signage in place? We use that all the time for big acquisitions and changeover. So really talk to your sign company about that as well. And if they can help you with that, they should be able to help you with that and figure out what that time frame is and what that's going to look like. Because the minute you open that store and brand it to a new location, you need a sign, whether it's temporary or not, you need a sign up there.
We were talking to an owner operator over the weekend at the car wash show who said he had opened the locations and the signage wasn't done yet. And I know our minds were blown. We were like, what are you talking about? That's crazy. Yeah. So it's really hard to attract customers who are driving by, right? That's your biggest customer base. People who are literally driving by your location. It's really hard to attract them when they don't know that you exist. So I think this especially applies to just new locations, but guys, you got to have signage on the wall. Work with a sign company who can help you execute that. Your sign company should be able
to help you in that way. Or if you don't look open. Yeah, I'm not going to take the time out of my day to pull on in if I don't think they may know that you're there, but
is it open? That's a huge deal. And make a big deal of the new openings. When you're new opening, they have you, a lot of those. The car washes are a good example where they'll use the banners, like from ground banners that say big open signs, things like that. Make a big deal about it. People are knowing, okay, this is the opening date. This is happening, whatever it may be. Signage is used for so many different things, from before your business opens to the very end of your business transition to a new company. All throughout, use your signage most effectively, because that is money in your pocket. So at the end of the day, signage is your brand's handshake. In a fast-growing car wash industry, your sign needs to work just as fast.
Absolutely. So whether it's attracting some of that drive-by traffic or just really making sure that you're reinforcing your brand at every touch point, strong signage is absolutely a must-have for car washes that want to grow. So guys, thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow the show, like this episode, let us know what you think, or tell us what signage caught your eye the last time that you stopped for a car wash. Until next time, keep innovating.